Kids, AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Well, Jeff, the news seems to be full of supply chain issues, delayed shipping, rising prices, and inflation. How's that affecting us here at Vierks Fine Jewelry?
Honestly, Liz, not in the least bit. Our prices are sharp as ever. Our values are the best in the business. You can compare the mega box stores, the internet, or even the big city diamond districts, and you still won't find the deals we offer.
Well, that will make our customers very happy, but I've heard that many businesses are struggling to find product and maintain inventories.
Not here at Vierks Fine Jewelry. We work very hard with our suppliers to make sure diamonds, gemstones, and jewelry continue to arrive and keep our selection fresh and exciting.
So let me get this straight. Our customers can stroll into Vierks and still get unbeatable prices, top-notch quality, first-class service, and the area's largest inventory to make the perfect jewelry choice?
You sum that up pretty well, Liz. But don't forget, we also have the area's largest selection of coins and precious metals bullion. Some dealers have really struggled to source sufficient quantities, but here at Vierks, we are fully stocked.
You know, Jeff, we're pretty lucky to have been serving the Lafayette community for over 75 years.
Shop smart, shop Vierks, Vierks.com.
Looking for a smooth ride? Trust the experts at Big O Tires at Lebanon's hometown tire specialist located next to Parkey's in Lebanon. Big O Tires is not just a team, they're the team you trust. Is it time for an oil change? Schedule your appointment today for quick and reliable service. Call Big O Tires in Lebanon today and be sure to connect with them on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Big O Tires, your trusted partner on the road. And like manager John and owner Alan always say...
And don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
Freedom, one of your most empowering possessions. No limitations, no compromises, no restrictions, just a wide open road, TC trailer, and freedom. TC Trailers believes there's no journey like the open road, and no road is too long with the right trailer. It may look like they sell trailers, but what they really provide is endless possibilities. Visit tc-trailers.com or stop in their fully stocked showroom or in-house repair shop. And remember, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
If you see someone smiling today, it's a sure bet they've been to the Big Deals online store. You see, the grin is just unavoidable on the face of someone who's saved up to 50% on gift certificates to local businesses. Plus, they spend just like cash and never expire, so it's pretty likely that smile is going to be there for a long time. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
I've got great news for you. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. Did you know becoming an Encompass member is easier than ever? If you live, work, attend school, or worship in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties, you're eligible to join. And not just you, but spouses, children, and parents of eligible folks can become members too. Plus, any business or organization in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties can also become a member. At Encompass Credit Union, we're all about community. Ready to join? Visit EncompassCU.org. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Carroll County's best in local news, 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, WILO.
Oh, don't do me like that. Hey, Tom Petty. I think Tom Petty died. Tom Petty did die. Well, Scott Shoemaker joining us. Chief Shoemaker. I'm sorry. I kind of get in my own little world sometimes. I listen to these songs, and they do a great job. When I used to do Party Line back in the day, though, now you got to remember, 20 years ago doing this, I would be coming into Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, let's not do that.
It would not be Tom Petty, I can tell you. I was joking with Emily earlier this morning that I was listening to Kansas in the pregame, I call it, the pregame music, and listening to Kansas, and I can just imagine some little old grandma dancing to Onward, My Wayward Son.
Yeah, I'm going to have to come on next to like Taylor Swift or something, you know, Tom Petty, Kansas.
Oh, my goodness, not Taylor Swift. Oh, Lord. Are you a Swiftie?
No, I just make it. Maybe.
Yeah, oh, no.
Hide it. Well,
there's something there that I get. That's a hit. Let's keep that hidden. Okay. Hey, Party Line presented today by TC Traders. If you're not pulling a TC Trader, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marchand's Window Tinting. We stick it where the sun shines. Boone County Daily News, Clinton County Daily News, Carroll County Daily, that's a hard say, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Virk's Fine Jewelries in Lafayette. Also, Big Old Tires in Lebanon. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives, and Big Deals. Save money now 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. And if you want to get a great deal, a great bargain, get on right now. We love bigdeals.com. You'll be amazed. Well, you're going to amaze us this morning, Chief Shoemaker, I'm sorry. Scott Shoemaker joining us, police chief of the Frankfort Police Department.
I'm called a lot of things, Shan. You can call me whatever you want.
Scott, you're looking good these days. I mean, my lands, you've lost weight. You're slimmed down. You're like a model or something.
Diabetes will do that to you.
Wow. That's terrible. Okay. So, you know, you bring up a good point, though. I mean, there are a lot of folks. Diabetes is one of the biggest challenges in the state of Indiana. I was just looking at those health. So how have you handled your diabetes?
Well, I cut a lot of sugar out.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, when you look at the studies in the history of people like with Alzheimer's, dementia, yep, and whatnot, it's pretty much, it could be tied to, it's what they're called a type 3, you know, diabetes. Yeah. And so my diabetes runs in my family, Alzheimer's runs in my family.
Yep.
And I started to lose my vision. My vision was foggy. Mm. And so that's when I started going to the doctor. There's no sugar in that coffee, is there?
Okay. Melissa's bringing you coffee that's full
Melissa.
Of sugar.
No. You know, you really, and I just thought to myself, I can't live like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
you
just have to cut the stuff out. I don't exercise a lot. Through winter, I really didn't do much and didn't gain much weight by just cutting the pop, cutting the sugar.
Yeah.
You know, have a hamburger without bread every once in a while. Fiber bread. I mean, there's so many things out there. And it's, you know what, it costs more to eat healthier.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? I've just decided I'm going to save that in copays and doctor visits, hopefully, in my 50s.
Well, that's very true. And good for you. Hats off to you, because that is so, that is such a challenge, though. I mean, sugar, for me, sugar is a, it's an addiction. There's no, people, you know, people talk about cocaine addiction, and they talk about sugar can be an addiction. I'm an addict to sugar. I will freely admit it.
We all are. And sugar is killing us.
Yes,
over
it is.
Time.
It is.
You know, yeah, it's not, you know, it's interesting because I think sugar kills more people than heroin and fentanyl.
Well,
we just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
And so, because we like sugar, we love sugar. So.
And again, it's not like, it's one of those situations that sugar in moderation, but it's hard to be moderating that. And there's different kinds of sugar,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have a pizza every once in a while. I'm going to have a burger from Culver's, you know.
A little frozen custard. Yeah.
I mean, it's like you said, it's moderation.
Right.
You know, no more. I used to eat Oreos and milk at night. Yeah. I don't do that anymore.
Right. 659-3338, if you want to give us a call this morning, 659-3338. Have any questions for Chief Shoemaker? You know, we kind of been laughing and joking a little bit this morning, but unfortunately, another tragic loss, a person, a deputy dying. That was the electrocution, I believe, this week. Wow. So how does that impact you? How does that impact you as a law enforcement agent and all of your department?
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of my biggest, two of my biggest fears as a police chief. One is that one of my officers is killed or seriously injured. And two, that they have to shoot somebody because no matter what, it's going to be a struggle for them. But just, you know, through my contacts, and my role is now the president of the Indiana Chiefs of Police Association.
Yeah, congratulations. I was going to congratulate you today. Good job.
Yeah, the contacts that I, you know, these are, you know, even I'm even closer to the, you know, the like the chief in Plainfield, Kyle Pruitt, whose office had to investigate the crash and directly involved in Hendricks County, and just reaching out to them. I can only imagine what they're going through. For us, you know, we are in mourning. You know, as soon as I saw the death, you know, I put something out to my staff, and I just want, it could happen to any of us at any time. And so I want, I believe in God and I believe things are going to happen. I'm prepared, you know, for whatever happens, but I want officers to do the very best to watch each other's backs and keep safe. And it's just sad that, you know, what potentially is a drunk driver who hit a utility pole and an officer went out to render aid as their first thought ends up dying in that process. So it's sad, and our office and our department is in mourning with them and stands with them and will support them any way we can.
Yeah, I mean, it the loss of life is, it doesn't have to be a gunshot or a stabbing. It doesn't have to be criminal. It can simply just be you're helping a person change a tire on the side of the road and get hit. I mean, that happens all the time.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of, especially the state police getting hit on the interstate. People are just not paying attention. I've worked a lot of traffic in my time in various things, and people hate being told what to do and to slow down and to move over. It's just, and they're just so busy, distracted. I know we're not allowed to have our phones, but there's so many distractions. But yeah, it's sad because again, you know, it's not a, you know, yeah, he wasn't killed by a bullet by a criminal, but yet a potential criminal has made a bad decision that night, and this could have been prevented.
Absolutely,
all the way around. So
Scott, you've been doing this a long time.
What, policing or chiefing?
Yeah, both, but policing. You've been in law enforcement.
I'm into my 18th year. I'm one of the, you know, I can't even retire. That's why the joke with a lot of the other chiefs in Indiana, I can't even retire yet. Most of them are ready to.
Yeah, they're ready to go. They're ready to get out of crazy.
I thank our mayor for a lot of, when I go to different places, people say, how do you get the things you get done? And I said, well, mayors need to stop putting chiefs in place that are ready to retire.
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference between me and I have no gray hair yet, but just focusing on our department. I feel like focusing on our department, our people inside, that will go out into the public. Happy officers is a happy public, in my opinion.
Right. So, well, we've got, let's see, I'm trying to see if I can make this work. There we go. I've got John on line one. John, welcome to Party Line. You got a question for Chief? Oh, wait a minute. There we go. There we go, John. Gotcha. That had the wrong button. Welcome to Party Line, John. Go ahead.
My condolence goes up to the fallen officer.
Right, thank you,
John. And everything. And I was just calling in to check Scott's blood pressure.
When they said John, it went up a little bit, bud. But no, it's good.
So your blood pressure is okay today.
You know, throughout all my life, 120/80, Shan.
Wow.
It's funny. I've never had a blood pressure problem.
Wow. Well, that's a blessing.
That's a blessing.
Well, John, thank you very much. You got a question? You got anything else?
Yes, I do. What are the speed limit signs over there by Donors Park?
At the park?
Where it flashes the oncoming cars and when you're coming going south.
Oh, right there at the on both sides of the road, the flashing lights?
Yep, right where it says your speed gun.
Yeah, we've got that at the 20 mile per hour.
Yeah. So my question is, why can't we put that out on Mass Road? I know we can't put it out here on Jackson Street because that's it's the estate. But why can't we put that out there by the high school on Mass Road?
Yeah,
And the other thing, as you're going out towards Lebden to Reagan, past about a mile past Reagan, as you pass the county line, nobody wants to own up to it, but I found out what that thing is out there. It's a license plate reader.
Yes.
So why can't we put element of the two things right there? On each side, north side and south side of the road there on Mass Road. That's just food for thought.
You want me to put the license plate readers on Mass Road or the speed signs?
Both. By the way, an officer is exceeding 30 miles an hour or 20 miles an hour, it will read that license plate.
Yeah. So the cameras.
Then you can read it.
The license plate readers. Hey, John, the license plate readers don't detect speed or anything. They're just running license plates looking for stolen vehicles.
Right.
And,
that's what I'm saying, is if you put the speed thing that you got on by Donor's Park,
yeah,
put it right there, then above that or right close to it is that license plate reader.
Well, yeah, food for thought.
Yeah, food for thought. I mean, we don't handle those signs, actually. That's a street department thing. But we can obviously talk to them. I don't believe it records data, so I don't think you'd be able to connect it to the camera anyway. So, but we have cameras coming. We've got a contract signed and waiting for our set of cameras to come, but that's where we're at on that.
Big Brother's watching you.
Yeah.
Big Brother's watching you. Yeah, I say I'm not a big camera fan, so I wouldn't agree with John, but that's okay, John. That's all right. So,
but yeah, I'm not a camera fan either, but I got to beat a dead horse before I go. This is off the topic. Nobody wants me to talk about it in Clinton County, especially our forefathers that took over this county. If you're homeless, and if you're down on your luck, don't stop at Clinton County, because I found that our forefathers don't want a homeless shelter in town. And I'm trying to convince them otherwise, as in we need a homeless shelter. You know, maybe that, because, you know, I know as I'm speaking now, the experience, when Jamie Flatt has a homeless shelter, she has you never know what it is. You never know when it's going to happen. But she has cups that you put a urine in, and if you're hot for any subject, you cannot stay at that homeless shelter. She has these cups, and that's the reason why I'm trying to tell these forefathers.
Yep, that was it. They get the drug screening. That's for sure. That they've done that for a good while with the home for a night. So, which is greatly appreciated, because as one person that's been on the board of the Kokomo Rescue Mission for many years, back in the day, you have to constantly do that and check that out.
Well, that's one thing I like about Jamie, because she never told anybody when she's doing it. But when you come in at 7 o'clock at night, you never know. But if you did pop up for any of that urine test, fell for it,
you'd be in trouble.
Stay with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, John, thank you for calling. We got another caller, so I appreciate it. You have a great day, man.
You too.
Thank you.
Be safe.
That's the plan. All right, thank you. John, we got, let's see, I believe, Carl. Carl, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Shan.
How you doing, Carl?
Good, Shan. Scott.
Good morning.
Scott,
yeah.
I want to tell you what your problem is.
Tell me.
Okay. I chew a can of Copenhagen every day, 7 days a week. I smoke a pack of cigarettes every day, 7 days a week. And I do not eat anything that's not full of calories. I've got to have my hot fudge. I've got to have my pies. I've got to have my cakes. And I'm 73 years old, and I can still do 50 push-ups at 73. So you need to change your life a little bit.
I'll have you come work as an officer for me, Carl.
Well, I'm not going to go that. I'm not going to do that. Hey, my question is, Scott, and I'm just curious. Number one, in town, I notice a lot of people park across sidewalks.
Yeah.
Number two, I see a lot of dump trucks running around town with no mud flaps on them. And I think that's very dangerous. Is that all legal?
Yeah, so with the sidewalk issue we work on every day, you wouldn't imagine how many people. It's one of the things that we work on that we get the most complaints for, actually enforcing people to stay off the sidewalk. Sidewalks aren't built for vehicle traffic. They won't last long. It's ugly.
Yes.
And sometimes it's dangerous, and so for pedestrians or people trying to cross traffic. So we are dealing with sidewalks every day. People think they should be able to park on them. We get in a lot of arguments and debates over sidewalks. You wouldn't believe it. The mud flap thing, mostly we leave that to the commercial division of the state police. But, yes, they're required, and we can look at getting more involved with that to help them out. But we don't normally deal with commercial vehicles.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you and Shan one more question, and then I'll get off of here, okay?
Okay.
Now, I say Frankfort is closer to 30,000 people. The mayor, when I talk to her, she says all her tally shows up, I think it's 16,700. I can't buy that for a minute. The reason why I want the 30,000 is we would get so much more money from the state of Indiana with 30,000 and you do a 16,700. Because, I'm not going to put you and Shan on the spot because it wouldn't be right. But Scott, you know I'm right, and Shan, you know I'm right, but there's nothing you can do about it. And you can't say anything about it. You understand what I'm saying?
I'll take the 30,000. That means, yep, I can pay my officers more and get some more police officers.
Right.
But I can tell you this, man: our crime and our calls for service have trended way down. So I don't know if there's 30,000, man. That new 15 is being pretty good. So I don't know.
Well, I don't disagree with you, Carl. I think that, I think the 16,477 is way off. I don't believe that for a minute. I believe it's closer to about 22,000. That's what I believe. There's a lot of undocumented folks. We're not going to shy away from the scenario. It is. But to Scott's point, we're grateful that we still maintain a very safe community, and
yeah,
you know, knocking on wood, but we're very blessed to have the leadership that we have, because not just in law enforcement, but the mayor's office, our councils, county council, our county commissioners, everyone's working together to try to make sure that Frankfort and Clinton County stays safe. And that is one of the biggest challenges of communities all over this country. People are running out of these communities because of just that. I talked to a family this past week that they are moving to Clinton County because they're just afraid to raise their children in a very,
yes,
unsafe place. So
I agree 100%. Hey, God bless both of you, and both of you, just take tomorrow off because it's going to be nice tomorrow. Take tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday off.
Thank you, Carl.
And tell the mayor I said so.
I'll tell her. I'm going to tell her right now.
All right.
Thanks,
bye,
Carl.
Bye.
God bless, man. Have a good day. Oh, brother Carl Lane. I always love talking to Carl. And, you know, Carl should run for office. The guy's got great ideas. He's not afraid to, he's one of those, he's a proactive guy.
He's my, Jim Skinner, my, retired deputy chief's neighbor. So, I got to hear from Carl, whether Carl was talking to me or not, every day for a year. So.
He's speaking through Jim.
Yes.
So. Well, Scott, the safe city situation is a reality. I mean, you mentioned that the crime is not, so how is crime rate and how are we comparing to other communities?
Obviously, our violent crime is at this you know, I don't want to, you know, like you said,
I know.
I don't believe in, I guess I don't.
Knock on Formica.
Yeah. If we could get people to lock their doors, their car doors, and lock their, our thefts.
Thefts are up.
Our thefts are up. That's what gets us, that's what keeps us from having the best numbers that we've had. Our thefts are up. And for some reason, our assaults are up. I don't know if it's just post-COVID or what, but and it's all known offenders and victims. I don't know, people fighting at home and those kinds of things. So our batteries against each other were up last year. But other than that, your violent crime, your robberies, your sexual assaults, your homicides, those things. You know, we just hired a new crime scene investigator. She's bored. That's fine.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, we're working on some other things for our accreditation that she's helping us on in the downtime. So it's safe, but we're still working on you know, drug dealers and that kind of thing, and hopefully our overdose numbers continue to decline. And so we're just every day. It's nothing that we're not sitting around waiting for things to happen.
Yeah, everybody. You know what? And we wouldn't even have to have cameras if people would just all work together, be collaborative. If you see something, you know, you can. I would much rather somebody do that than have cameras everywhere. I think that's important. You know, at the end of the day, you guys are doing the Lord's work. It's a tough, it's a challenging job. There's no doubt. I thank God every day for the men in blue and brown and all of those that are working diligently to make our community safe. But we want to congratulate a few people. You've got a new officer, Xavier Villa, has joined the force. Correct.
Yeah, he just joined. Actually, I'm started on Tuesday. He's a Marine, graduated from Frankfort High School in 2016. Resides here in Frankfort with his girlfriend, who's also a Frankfort resident. So it's great things for him. I'm excited. He's also, just for fun, he's 26 years old, and we haven't hired anybody but 21-year-olds for the last few years. So there's
a little more maturity.
There's a maturity difference. We love everybody that we hire, but let me tell you, the difference between a 26-year-old and a 22, 21-year-old is huge in today's standards. So he's excited to be here. We fought to actually get him here. He had job opportunities at two other police departments, so three total.
And he's coming back home.
And he's coming back home. And we worked my hiring board. Led, you know, Captain Evan Hall is my number one recruiter. Has helped me get the people that we've had in the last few years. So we're excited. He's got about 10 months of training.
Yeah.
Before he's on solo patrol. So
that's fantastic. And then congratulations to a K-9 officer, Bo Smith. He's 10 years on the force.
Yeah, funny story. We had an old Facebook post get recycled somehow, get back in the algorithm of his 5-year anniversary last month, and it kept blowing my phone up. People congratulating him, and I started replying to people. I said, "You're going to be shocked next month when he's been here 10 years," and they didn't understand. And
those are dog years.
Yeah, and so Bo's been with us 10 years. Great officer, K-9 officer. And we're happy for him. He's still got 10 more at least before I'll let him leave.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we appreciate those furry animal furry officers. They are incredibly important.
A lot of training, a lot of housekeeping, and a lot of car cleaning. I mean, they have it's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely, and not only in the police but in military. Their use and bomb sniffing and things like that. Well, you've got speaking of bombs, you got April 28th. Is that going to be a bomb? You guys gonna beat the fire department?
Yeah, we've already.
That's the battle of the badges.
Put the trophy up in our new reception area, but hoping that it remains there. And we got some new kids.
Matt Stidham. There you go.
So here comes where the 22-year-olds and 21-year-olds matter. I need you on the basketball court, and so our young crew is working hard, training, keeping our veteran officers going on the basketball court on Saturday mornings.
That's coming up on April 28th at Case Arena. Is that where it's at? Where you at?
Oh, my God.
Now you can't remember. I know it's coming up on 28th.
It is coming up on the 28th.
The 28th.
It should be there.
Yeah, I think it is. I remember.
God.
We'll make sure. You make sure you post that so later and let everybody know that you're throwing down the gauntlet. So the trophy is already there.
The trophy's already at the police department.
So no need to change it, right? Yeah. That's what you're saying. All right. Anything else today, brother, that you'd want to the good folks of Frankfort, the city of Frankfort? We didn't even get into annexation because you're now your territory has expanded.
It has. I mean, we've hired three new officers to help with that, all on grant money. So hopefully, with the county's leadership, city's leadership, that these, you know, in a couple of years when we have to pay the full price for these officers, we've got some tax money coming in. I'd love for some things out there so I can host some training. We'd love
it. It's coming. I'm going to be out there today.
It's coming. Yep. We'd like to host some things and have some great places for people to stay and eat and stay in town.
Brother, it's just a matter of time.
I feel it. Yeah. Our office is excited, and I know my buddy Eric Woods is listening because he just texted me. We're coming to the council for some salary changes. if you want to retain and attract police officers, talent, you're going to have to pay them more than the small towns we're comparing with.
All right. Now. Sharpen the pencil,
Sharpen
Eric.
The pencil, Eric.
Eric is listening.
Mayor's probably listening, and they get mad at me because I'm putting a lot of pressure on them right now, but there's so much pressure on me to keep my staff.
Well, that's part of leadership, and you got to try to find ways to make it happen and make it work. And working together and being collaborative is always the best way to do it. And we have one of the best communities to do that. So thank you, Scott, for coming in. And I will echo Carl. God bless you and be safe out there.
Thank you, Shane.
All right. Thank you very much. Chief Shoemaker with us today on the Party Line. That is going to wrap it up for this edition of Party Line. We'll be back with you, tomorrow, Party Line, Friday, but I'll be back with you on Tuesday of next week. Until then, have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.